Blog Talk Radio. glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Good evening, every man, woman.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Saints of God. Hallelujah. Friends. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You've joined the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center.
Hallelujah.
In Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. God is in the business of fixing people's lives. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Blessing them and healing and delivering them and setting the captives free. Oh, blessed be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed be God the Lord. This is Bishop E.T. Byrd along with Pastor Willie May, Peaches Byrd. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Peaches, we just praise God for you today.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for you, Pastor Peaches. How you feeling today, Pastor Peaches?
Awesome.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Pastor Peaches, since you feel so awesome and so anointed, hallelujah, hallelujah, and I know the presence of the Lord is here, hallelujah, could you give us the housekeeping suggestions right now?
Hallelujah. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Get your Bibles, get your composition notebooks, get your highlighters, your pencils, compositions, so something right on, something you can write with. Get your communion elements, get your crackers, bread, juice, milk, whatever you're going to use for communion. If you don't have communion elements, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Don't forget, when you get a chance, to go to rymmi.org so you can take a look at the church's website. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining us tonight. And don't forget, join us in the morning for morning worship. Hallelujah. Start your day off with a bang and praising the Lord.
That's right. And look here, y'all, the special numbers, conference call number for the morning worship, 7 days a week, every day. Hallelujah. It's 605-475-4800. That's 605-475-4800, and the access code is
759-849-POUND.
Hallelujah. We enjoy the word of God in the morning, Songs of Zion.
Amen.
In the morning, that's getting together with the saints of God in the morning time to decree and declare the blessings of the Lord, the victory of the Lord in our lives. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God for you. And we're looking forward, glory to God. Pastor Peaches, you know, we're looking forward to the fourth Sunday in March. You know, we have an apostle, Bishop Dwight Smith.
Amen, amen.
Our speaker, and that's going to be awesome.
Amen.
After the spiritual meal, we also have a physical meal
yes.
on the fourth Sunday of each month. So we thank God for you. That's a live service on that Sunday. In fact, every Sunday we have a live service at 3 p.m. And, of course, if you can't get out of service live with us, you can join us in service, the virtual service, and call the same number that you called to get us tonight. Oh, bless God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know,
hallelujah.
You know, one of the things that we want you to do is begin to get the names of the people that you're
hallelujah.
Putting up in the atmosphere of blessings. Because when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
Hallelujah. And I know you know at least one person that needs to be blessed today. Glory to God. It might be yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know a whole bunch of people
that
need to be blessed today.
That's
somebody the wall, their back is against the wall. Somebody that feels a little pressure from the wiles of this life. Somebody that feels like nobody loves them. We got to let them know that God loves them and we love them too. And
amen, amen.
By the way, I want to thank every man, woman, boy, and girl who has joined us in telling at least one person a day that God loves them and that you love them too. And that's it's so important because that just saying I love you has saved lives. And I know it's going to do it in the future. Save lives in the past. And I know it's going to do it in the future. So just do that. And we're going to also ask each of you this one time a week, one person a week to just share our virtual service and the telephone number. At least one person a week. Tell them. We're not asking the whole lot. Just tell them. One person a week, somebody knew about our service and tell them about Sunday that is a live service. Hallelujah. So we thank God for all of you that are joining in and are being part of what the move of God in this time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be God. Hallelujah. And right now, hallelujah, hopefully save you a little time so you can sort of get the names of the people you want to put into the atmosphere of blessings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right now, we're going to play the prayer. And as we pray that softly in the background, hallelujah, begin to put those names up into the atmosphere of blessings. Is that all right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Sister Peaches Bird. Hallelujah. Sister Anna Saints. Hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah, glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Minister Linda Blackwell. Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Scooter and Danya and
thank you, Jesus.
And Bianca. Hallelujah. And Coco and Faith, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Pamela.
Hallelujah.
Emily, Tiny.
Praise the name
Earl of God. Junior.
From Jeff.
Yvonne.
Angela Jennings.
Hallelujah.
And Elder Rosetta Carey.
Elder
Stevenson. Elder Winola Carr, hallelujah. Prophet Cynthia. And another.
Enid Johnson.
Yeah.
Viola Wright. Murray and Cucho.
Hallelujah. Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lewis.
Sister Lil, hallelujah. And Sister Janetta McCoy, hallelujah. And Byron McCoy, senior and junior. Raymond McCoy, senior and junior. Hallelujah. Sister Cynthia Johnson, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Loretta Johnson, Brother James Johnson, Sean and Juan Johnson, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ruby Smith and Nancy and Darlene and Gary and Joshua, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Dominique and Justin. Hallelujah. And another Dominique. And another Dominique. And still another Dominique.
Hallelujah.
And another Reggie. Hallelujah. And Tavon. And another Tavon. Another Tavon. Another Tavon. And Tavion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor.
Anna, Eva.
Right, Pastor Viola, right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Earl, and another Earl, and another Earl, and still another Earl. Praise God. Hallelujah. And another Tavon.
Hallelujah.
And Anna, and Ava, and Stephanie, and little Stephanie, and little Kitty. Hallelujah. Desiree, and Monica, and Julius, and Justin. Hallelujah. And Joshua, and little Mitchell, and Pastor Mitchell. First Lady Darlene and Deacon, hallelujah, Deacon Leroy Calvi and family, hallelujah,
thank
you to God. And Archbishop Marcia A. Ball,
hallelujah, Aaron
A. Robinson, hallelujah, Margie Mercer, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, Apostle.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Tony Nicholson. Tommy Orange.
Hallelujah.
Sandra Orange, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Kenneth Warren, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, Kenneth Smith, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah, Angela.
Hallelujah, oh, we bless you.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah, glory.
The Bones, Green Bad.
Harry Don Wilson.
Family.
Harry Ward. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bill
hallelujah.
Thomas.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Sydney Boney.
Linda, Brenda, Sandra. Hallelujah. Mildred.
Mother Booth.
Family, oh God. Hallelujah.
Aunt, sir,
glory to God.
Whitney.
Hallelujah.
Niece Brown, Margaret.
Sammy, Calvin, and Rob, and Brother New York, David,
Amy Weather,
another David,
and Brother Deontay Burton,
Lewis, and John.
Tell you, Burton.
What's your name today, O Lord? Hallelujah. Sheila, another Sheila. Another Sheila. Minister, hallelujah. Janice, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
That's your name, O God. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Anton Chase. In the cat. Jerry Stevens.
First place.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Dr. Lesman. Deacon Dale. Hallelujah. Pastor.
Elijah Curtis.
First Lady Rosalind Swin. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Brother Anthony.
Lisa Benson.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Chris Dow.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Kimberly.
What a drum go. Dr. Wendy Mack. Dustin, Kenny Ennals, Dominic Ennals.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Pamela, hallelujah, another Pamela.
Michael Irving, Jasper
Pamela, glory to
Dennis
God.
Dennis Wilford,
we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
That's the game.
For the Lord today, hallelujah.
Isabel,
hallelujah.
Govard, Leslie, Jason, Brad, Govard.
Name of the Lord today, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Rudolph.
Lord, hallelujah.
Thank you, Chief.
Hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 That's the name of the Lord today. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you. Raymond Banks and Rachel. Hallelujah.
And
Johnson.
Hallelujah. Nadine Handy.
Spencer Johnson.
Arnold Harris.
Rudy.
Holloman.
Hallelujah.
Joe Nunez.
Yada Bush.
A. Jenkins.
Juliet and Andrea and David, oh God.
Dean Jarrell. Troy.
Fabian, oh
God. Jalene
God. Oh, we
John Nick Lashart.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Shandia.
Elijah.
Spencer Johnson.
Danielle, another Danielle. Another.
Nick Jones. Mikey Jones. Nicholas Jones.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Roy McCullough.
Glory to God.
James Kelly. Carol King.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Danielle Lawson.
Lord, hallelujah.
Maxine Lee. Hallelujah.
God, hallelujah.
Delary. That man. Michael Mann.
The Lord, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Be blessed.
Maxine Lee.
The Lord.
Teresa McCloud.
Hallelujah.
Natasha McGill.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Tony Valerie Martin.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Linda Moore. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Well, bless God. We thank God. And we ask, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask that you add a blessing and you have signs and wonders and miracles.
Yes.
Following the placing of those names up into the
atmosphere in the name of Jesus.
Of your blessing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And right now, we're going to have a selection, and then the next voice you hear after selection will be that of Pastor Peachesbird with the Children's Corner. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now, and even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah! Salvation and glory. Glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory. Glory and power belong to our God.
Lord,
God Almighty reigns. Hallelujah, salvation.
Love her
and she will watch over you. Wisdom is supreme. Therefore, get wisdom. Though it costs all you have, get understanding. Esteem her, and she will exalt you. Embrace her, and she will honor you. She will set a garland of grace on your head and present you with a crown of splendor. Listen, my son, accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. I give you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life. Do not set foot on the path of the wicked or walk in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn from it and go on your way, for they cannot sleep till they do evil. They are robbed of slumber till they make someone fall. They eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. The path of righteousness is like the first gleam of dawn, shining ever brighter till the full night of day. But the way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. Hallelujah. My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to a man's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Put away adversity from your mouth. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before me. Make level paths of your feet and make only ways that are firm. Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Keep your foot from evil. Doesn't it sound like a letter from a parent to a child that
yes.
the parent doesn't want the child to make mistakes or travel down the wrong road? And Ephesians 6:1, it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live a long life on the earth. Hallelujah. So, young people, I know sometimes you may like, oh, my, oh, Dad, please. Please, sound like you just saying the same thing over and over and over again. But believe you me, even in the Word of God, when God says something over and again, you read a scripture and he's saying something. He's saying, behold. And then you read it again and he's saying, behold. Or he's saying, you hear him saying the same thing over and over again. It's like, gosh, when you hear the Lord saying, the Word of God saying something over and over again, you need to take heed. So therefore, your parents too. Your parents are your instructors in your life. They're the people that God has put over you right now to instruct you in the way of righteousness, to tell you which way to go, and all. And so, therefore, listen. If you listen to your parents, you can avoid a whole lot of pitfalls, a whole lot of wrong twists and turns. Hallelujah. Honor them and thank them when take heed when they're trying to tell you about some of your friends. They say, "Well, I really don't care for that." You know that guy you hang around with, honey. His name, Tori. What type of home does he come from? Son, I want you to be careful. I don't want you going places with Tori. Okay. I want you to stick close to home, all right? Let me know where you are. If he desires, or he wants y'all to hang together. You call me and let me know, okay? And young people, you may not understand, but God will drop things in your parents' heart, in their spirit, things just to tell you, things of warning. It is for you to listen. You're never too old to listen to the instructions of your parents, okay? And the, when the scripture says to honor your mother and father, it's no age limit on this. My mother was 99 and I still honored her. Okay, your mother can be 99 or can be 110. God still wants you to listen to your parents. You can be 50 years old or 60 years old. Your parents, you're still supposed to honor. You're still supposed to listen. As a teenager now, as you listen, living in your parents' house, you're supposed to honor them. You're supposed to listen. Okay, because they still have the authority over you. They still have the say-so in that house. Okay? God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. God has many, many, many blessings for a child that honors their parent, that honors the words that come out of their parent's mouth. Hallelujah. Don't give more power to your friends than you give to the words that your parents speak to you, okay? Don't let your friends have more of authority in your life than the person that's keeping the roof over your head.
Come on now. Yeah.
Don't let what you can, the fun and the good feelings that you can get from your friends cause you to disrespect your parents and make your parent, and make your parents give you an ultimatum. You will listen or you will leave or something like that. And don't get so huffy and puffy at them that you want to talk back and stomp out and you don't have a place to go. You don't have a place. You don't have your own apartment. Don't be disrespectful. Because then you'll see, if you do that, you be disrespectful to your parents, then you will see things take a shift in your life. Things going to start going wrong. Things will start going crazy. And you were wondering, like, oh, what's going on? Wow, I never saw that before. That never happened on a job before. That's because you're getting the wrong spirit around you. Okay? So honor, always honor your parents. Honor the words of wisdom that come out your mother's mouth. Honor God. Remember what I said, get up a few minutes early in the morning so that you can honor the Lord. So that you can have some time with Jesus. Set that alarm. If you can do it for school, set the alarm a few minutes earlier so you can have, even if it's only enough time to read one scripture from the Bible. You're showing God that you're going to honor him in the beginning of your day. And don't you know God will honor you the rest of the day? He can deter things that the devil set up for you. But because he sees you honoring him, he's going to honor you. He's going to honor you. Be blessed of the Lord. This is from my heart to yours. May the rest of your week be blessed. In Jesus' name, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for the Children's Corner on tonight. God bless you, Pastor Peaches.
Thanks, God.
May God add signs and wonders and miracles.
Amen.
To the word that came forth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In the hearts of every child, whether you're 5 or 50, hallelujah, whether you're 7 or 70, whether you're 1 or 100, hallelujah, there's a good ground. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that that word came on good ground, and we thank you, Lord God, for 30, 60, 100-fold,
amen,
1,000-fold increase in blessing on the seed sown tonight. God bless you.
Amen.
Pastor Peaches,
thank
you so much. And hallelujah. At this time, we're going right into the meal that heals.
Hallelujah.
The meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. We ask that you would bless it, anoint it, sanctify it in Jesus' name. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 through 30. Hallelujah, glory to God. Your word says, Lord, in that text, your word says to examine yourselves, and we examine ourselves right now. And one of the things that we realize is that your covenant names are very special to us. And I feel, that the number one covenant name is Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord, our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. So right now, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us of every sin of omission and commission as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Again, your word says, hallelujah, glory to God, to examine yourselves. And we do that, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you gave us scriptures to get us to understand what your body and blood has done for us. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with his stripes we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Get your healing today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody needs to say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank
God. Hebrews 9:23 says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Revelations 1:5 says, you washed out your own blood. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:7. Colossians 1:14 and Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in the text tonight, your word says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. In Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent.
Mm.
We thank you, Lord, for your word on today. Hallelujah. And on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. Hallelujah. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. he broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, oh God. Hallelujah. Your word says in Hosea 4:18, Isaiah 61, verse 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the tegumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system,
hallelujah,
the urinary system. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Oh,
we thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, from inside out, outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative mission right now all over the world.
Thank you,
Lord, for healing for a mother, Dolores Harris, and Angie Harris, and Yvette Harris, Ronald Harris, Rosalind. We thank you, Lord, for your healing right now.
Hallelujah.
In the name of the Lord
Jesus
Christ. Hallelujah. Your word says, your word says in Matthew 15:26, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Hallelujah, glory to God. But here the boy shot. First John, St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians 3:26 and hallelujah, Psalms 100. We are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. Thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. God.
Hallelujah.
And likewise, Shakara, hallelujah, we remember you, Lord. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood.
Yes.
Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless your name, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. Exodus, glory to God.
Thank you.
Chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus, chapter 15, verse 26. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Deuteronomy. Chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt shall overtake you when I see the blood. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name today, oh God. Hallelujah. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, glory to God,
hallelujah,
already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, in Jesus' name. Fire, 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 in Jesus' name.
In
the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, hallelujah, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie.
Yes, yes.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your name today, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Then to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name. Precious name. Glory to his name. Precious name. Then to my heart was the blood applied.
Yeah.
Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name today, O Lord.
Yes, we do, too.
We bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We remember you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
And for those who are listening, the communion, the meal, is a confirmation meal of decreeing and declaring that you are children of the Most High God. And this is a confirmation that the finished work of the cross, the blessings that you are to receive, has been bestowed upon you in Jesus' name. So expect signs and wonders and miracles in your life, because you are now the depository of the very presence of Almighty God.
Amen.
You are the depository of the presence of Jesus Christ himself. You are the depository of the Holy Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, of Almighty God is in you. You are now the Ark of the Covenant.
Thank you, God.
The Ark of the Agreement that God has made to us through his son's completed work. Receive this in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Peaches, hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. What time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor Bay.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
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 Hallelujah. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
If I were you, I would say, yeah.
Speak, Lord.
Speak, Lord.
Speak, Lord.
Speak to me.
Speak, Lord.
Oh, speak, Lord.
Speak, Lord.
Just speak to me.
Speak, Lord.
I was so blind.
Speak to me.
I was so lost.
Until
you spoke to me.
Speak to me.
Oh, speak, Lord.
Speak, Lord.
Speak, Lord,
speak to me,
and hear my mind.
Speak, Hallelujah.
Oh, with your word,
speak to me,
hear my soul.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Glory to God. Use me for your glory today, oh God. Touch these lips of clay, Lord. Let them speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness today. And let signs and wonders and miracles follow the word, the seed sown on today, oh God. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free. Save, fill with your Holy Spirit on today. Glory to God. Satan, we serve you. Notice right now you are under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. We cancel every plan, every device, every strategy, everything you set up to steal the word tonight is null and void in Jesus' name. We bring your works to naught in Jesus' name. We curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Let the redeemed of the Lord say amen. Let the blood-washed people of God say amen. Let the saints say amen tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, Yarabosha, Kara, the Rabosha, Porosha, Kennedy, the Bosha, the Day by Yaradese. Oh, I feel my help coming already, y'all. I tell you, you better call somebody, because they're going to hear something they may have never heard before. I tell you, you better call somebody and tell them you got to tune into this thing. You got to hear what the Spirit of the Living God is going to say to his people on tonight. Oh, Yarabosha, Kara, the Day. Oh, you better get the people in the household, around the phone, around the computer, wherever you are. Hallelujah, glory to God. God want to talk to you. God wants to share with you. Like in the cool of the evening, God wants to talk to you. Hallelujah. Like he first started talking to Adam in the cool of the evening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You in your Eden right now. You in your garden. You in your corner of this world, your corner of the sky. God wants to take time to talk to you today. Hear ye the voice of the Most High God in Jesus' name. What order did the voice start calling out?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Our subject has been for the last 5 weeks. This is a part five of Life is an Open Book Test. I need you to say this after me. Life is an open book test.
Is an open book test.
Hallelujah. Again, I'm just reminding some of you, maybe the first time you've heard this message, you know, when you were in high school or middle school or even in college and you walked into the room, you got yourself situated in your class and the instructor came in, the professor or whomever, he said, good morning, class, or good afternoon, class. I have some good news and some bad news. Which one do you want first? And many said, well, we always want to end up with good news. So give us the bad news first. You're going to have a test. And you can collectively see in your imagination, heads going down. Oh, I didn't study. No, I didn't read my notes. But then somebody in the back of the room, you know, that little fellow in the back of the room always got something to say. Teacher, professor, what's the good news? It's an open book test. All of a sudden, heads went up. Smiles started appearing on people's faces because it was an open book test. That means only the two idiots in the room. The foolish in the room. One left the book in the locker. The other left the book at home. You're in trouble. You ought to have access to your book everywhere you go because life is what?
An open book test.
What book are we talking about? We're talking about the Holy Writ.
Amen.
The Holy Scriptures. The Word of God. The Sword. Your Bible.
Amen.
The Holy Bible. That's the book. The answers are in the book. But, you know, I got this problem. The answers are in the book. I got this problem. The answers are in the book.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't see, I got to make a decision. The answer is in the book.
Amen, amen, amen.
Now, part five. Faith is the fuel that propels you to a more abundant life. Oh, you need to say this with me. Faith is the fuel.
Is the fuel.
That propels you.
That propels you
to a more abundant life.
To a more abundant life.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm gonna let that kind of sink into you, sink into your mind right now. Pastor Peaches, can you read the scriptures we have for today?
Yes. St. John 10, Romans chapter 12, verse 3. Luke chapter 17. Verses 5 and 6. Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 and 6. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. Galatians 3. Verse 11, 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, 2 Timothy 3, verse 16.
Praise the Lord. Praise. Those are the addresses of the scriptures for tonight. If you need to get them again, you call after service, 410-444-5152, 410-444-5152, and we'll give them to you. Or send Pastor Peaches a text, and she will send them to you. 443-416-1201. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Faith is the fuel that propels you to a more abundant life. Read, hallelujah, the first scripture we have there.
Hallelujah. First one is John 10:10. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. While Pastor Peaches is getting that scripture, you know, I don't care if you have a limousine, you have a DeLorean, or you have a Jaguar. If you don't have fuel and oil in your vehicle,
I'm going nowhere.
You ain't going nowhere. You said, but I got to go down the road, around the corner. They're holding for me a cashier's check for $20 million. I'm going to have a more abundant life. Hallelujah. You ain't got no gas and oil in your tank. You ain't going nowhere. Faith is the fuel that propels you to a more abundant life. You go ahead and read that scripture, Pastor Peter.
The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
The word of God, that's the NIV. The King James Version says, the thief cometh but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But I am come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. See, abundant life is cool. But Jesus said, this is Jesus' talk. If you go to your Bible, you'll see this in red.
Amen.
Jesus said this. I am come that you may have life and have it more abundantly.
Amen.
And he wants... You say you want a piece of that action.
Hallelujah.
All those that don't want to have a more abundant life, raise your hands. Ain't nobody raising their hands. Oh, my goodness. Those two foolish guys in the back of the class, they raising their hands. They follow the law. Foolishness. Oh, Jesus. Anyway, other than the foolish folk, everybody else can keep their hands out because they know they want to have a more abundant life. In other words, you have an abundant life and put some icing on the cake. That's more abundant life.
Mm.
That's what Jesus wants that for you.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Well, how do you get that? What's the next scripture?
Romans 12:3.
Now, when you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Go ahead and read that.
For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought,
mm-hmm.
but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you.
God has given every one of you a measure of faith. And people say, well, my faith is not big. See, a big faith doesn't mean how large your faith is. It's how long you rely on your faith. That's great faith.
Hallelujah.
Some people stand on faith for a minute, and then they quit. That's not great faith.
Mm.
But let me go further. What's the next scripture?
Luke 17:5-6.
Luke 17:5-6. When you get there, say amen. See, you must understand why you got to have faith. and the size, how big your faith is.
Amen.
Is not what counts. Because the faith, the bigness of the faith is not how large your faith is, but how long you stand on it.
Amen. That's right.
How long you use it. That's the bigness of it. Go ahead, read that when you get there.
Luke 17:5-6. The apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. He replied, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you.
Jesus is saying, look here. It's not about the size of your faith. It's how long you stand on the faith, the word of God. So it's not up to me. You can have faith as small as a mustard seed. You can hardly hold a mustard seed without it falling on the floor because it's so tiny.
Mm-hmm.
But you have that faith. You can say to a mountain, move. Why are you standing on the word of God? You have faith in what God says. It's not up to Christ. It's up to you. Go ahead, read the next scripture.
Hebrews 11:1-6. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
Stop right there. In the King James Version, it says, faith, now faith, not yesterday faith, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Evidence of things not seen. You standing on the evidence that's not seen. But you stand, that's faith in the word and the finished work of Christ, the word of God. I'll read the next scripture.
Verse 6 says, and without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
King James Version says, without faith, it's impossible to please God, for he that cometh to God must first believe that he is faith, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently, intentionally, deliberately, seek him. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Faith, if you stand on faith and you hold on to faith, you won't get a reward.
Amen.
God said so. You please God, you see what God going to do for you. Now, go to Matthew 17:20, because y'all got to understand this. It's not talking about the size of your faith. It's talking about you standing on faith. Go ahead.
Okay, Matthew 17:20 says, he replied, because you have so little faith, I tell you the truth. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you.
Look, when Jesus talks about little faith, he's not talking about how big your faith is. He's talking about how long you use it, how long you stand on it. I mean, some folks, I have faith in God, I have faith in God. 10 seconds later, oh, Lord, what am I going to do, Lord? Oh, Jesus. Start having a pity party. That's a little faith. That's real little faith. That's not the faith. God wants you to have great faith. Great faith is long-lasting faith. I remember many years ago, I think it was in 1961, Brother wrote a song, probably the longest titled song in the history of the world. Jeremiah Peabody's polyunsaturated, quick-dissolving, long-lasting green and paper peels. Long-lasting is the key to this. He wants you to have long-lasting faith. That's great faith. You're trying to put a fire out in your house, and you go get a half a cup of water. I don't think that's going to do it.
Oh,
you say, you go get the garden hose, and you get the garden hose, and you bring the garden hose, pull it inside the house, and you start screaming, and two couple drops of water come out. I don't think I would do it. See, your faith got to be long-lasting. It got to endure what's coming against it. Because, yes, the thief is coming to steal, kill, and destroy. But God said, I want you to have more abundant life. So you got to hold on to what I said. Glory to God. Read another scripture.
Romans 1:17.
Go ahead, read that.
And it says, for in the gospel a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith.
In the King James Version, it says from faith to faith. You've got to extend your faith. That's why we listen to testimonies of victory and stuff. Those are faith extenders. You need to extend your faith. You gossiping on the phone or having a pity party is not extending your faith. It's extinguishing your faith. You heard? You talking to your coworker about what your boss did to you is not extending your faith in Almighty God, because you and God are the majority. But if you don't act like you know, and you gossiping instead of holding on to the faith, you are extinguishing your faith, not extending it. Because the just shall live by what?
Faith.
You call yourself a child of God, what you living on? Doom, despair, and agony, gossip, fear, depression. The just shall live by what?
Faith.
I'll read the next scripture.
Galatians 3:11.
What does it say?
And it says, clearly no one is justified before God by the law, because the righteous will live by faith.
You're a child of the King. You got to live by faith. In the King James Version, the word faith. Let me back up just a minute. When you see something one time, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see it twice, you got to pay a little attention. When you see it three times, you really got to pay attention. When you see it four times, you might want to underscore it. When you see it five, the word faith in the King James Version is mentioned 336 times. Mm-hmm. And the NIV, the New International Version, is mentioned over 400 times.
Mm-hmm.
There's something God is trying to tell you something. You're just getting what that song was about that I played before I began to speak. God is trying to tell you something. Not only do you live by faith, but you've got to have long-lasting, pleasant-tasting faith. God. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Go ahead. I'll read another scripture.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
2 Timothy 2:15. Hallelujah. You don't even have to read that. I tell you, well, go ahead and read it. Yes,
all right.
Read it.
2 Timothy 2:15 says, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth.
The folk looking at you. You call yourself a Christian. Folk know you go to church. Folk know that you call yourself a Christian and your faith lasts 10 seconds. I bet they're supposed to be Christian. They're supposed to be holding on to Christ. your faith lasts 2 minutes. And then you in the crowd, everybody crying, oh, woe is me, Lord, the sky is falling. Oh, ain't nobody righteous. Oh, Jesus. You in the crowd. What is it? 12 spies went over to Jericho. 10 came back with the wrong report. You whipped the 10. Because it was a crowd, and you're in the crowd. Yeah, them jars are big. Oh, Lord, they us. Oh, boy, look, they got grapes in there. Take 2 men to carry a cluster of grapes. Mm-hmm. They've been some big grapes. Boy, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's giants in the land. Yes, they're giants. But First John 4:4 says, greater is he that's in you than he is in the world. Come on now. You got to stand on the faith in God and his word. See, I told you, life is an open book test. The answers are in the book. That's why I keep telling you to stay in the book. That's why we keep giving. So why are you giving so many scriptures? Because I want you to stay in the book. If you have to go over and review and meditate on one scripture a day that I give you, do it.
Amen.
Because it's not just information. It's not just words. I want you to get the revelation.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I read 2 Timothy
3:16. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.
You got to, this is the field, the word of God. Faith in God is the field that propels you to a more abundant life. And according to God, the instructions as to how to do, when to do it, where to do it, all that kind of stuff is in the book, because life is a
open book test.
You're going to get the answers in the book. It's going to help you navigate through what you're going through. Oh, I can't make it. That's a lie. You and God are the majority.
Amen.
You say what the devil says, and you want to stop that. Should not be in your vocabulary.
Amen.
Because the Bible said in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me.
Amen.
And see, if Christ is in you, and you in Christ, and God is in Christ, the Holy Spirit, they're in you. You are the Ark of the Covenant. And I'm going to tell you, people, in Old Testament times, people move their whole families, their whole move to get close to the Ark of the Covenant, where the presence of the Lord was. Because there was blessings and anointings and gifts and miracles and signs and wonders. You are the Ark of the Covenant. You are the repository of the presence of Almighty God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit dwells in you. You are a holy generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar. You're peculiar because you're special. You are the Ark of the Covenant. Watch out.
Yes.
Demons tremble when you know who you are and whose you are. Demons are afraid of you. You walk into a room and demons run and scream and holler and jump out the windows and run through the door. They run. Because you hadn't said a word.
Hallelujah.
Because the presence of the Most High God,
that's right,
just came in the room.
Amen.
Stand on the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Give me another scripture.
That was the last one.
Yeah, glory to God. Faith is the fuel that propels you to a more abundant life. Yes. All those that want to have a more abundant life, raise your hand. Okay, I see that hand. I see that hand. I see that. By faith, I see all those hands up. I see some folks that are lazy because you think I can't see you not raising your hand. Now, put it this way. You want a more abundant life? You better tell God you do by raising your hand. All right. More hands went up that time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is real.
Amen.
God is not limited by time and space.
Amen.
The spirit of the living God that's moving in me and in his word is not limited by time and space.
Amen.
So what, hallelujah, you say and do right now is paramount, and you getting a hold of the revelation that you can't make it without faith. And if you need a faith extender, you need to get together with the saints of God.
Hallelujah.
You need to call and join us in service every Wednesday at 7 and Sundays at 3. Or get to your place of worship if you're part of another congregation.
Amen.
You want to make sure you're part of a congregation that stands on the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
That understands that life is an open book test. And the only way we can make it through life is that we have faith.
Yes, thank you.
Because it's the fuel that propels us to more abundant life.
Yes.
And if you're in a church that says that God didn't call us to be rich and to be prosperous, that's a lying message. Because the Bible said in John 3, 1 and 2, I would that thou prosper and be in health even as thy soul prospers. Physical, spiritual, financially.
Amen.
What God wants for you.
Amen.
You look at the brother in the word of God. Somehow they all became rich.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, I became poor that you might be rich. He did that for you. Stand on the word of God. Have faith in the word. Let your faith be extended. Great faith isn't not how big it is, but how long you stand on it.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Peaches, hallelujah, glory to God. I tell you, I feel the anointing of the Lord right now. I lay my hands right now on each and every one of you right now, that the faith of God, even mustard seed faith, shall last in you and for you.
Yes. Yes.
For the duration of your life.
Hallelujah.
That you will stand on the faith.
Thank you, Lord.
And the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I decree and declare the blessing of God upon you right now, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial, in Jesus' name. I call the harvest of every good seed sown by you and your family throughout the years, throughout the ages, upon you right now, in Jesus' name. I speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family, our extended family. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We are, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant, we're awesome, we're amazing, we're intelligent, we're powerful, we're perfect, we're strong, we're mighty, we're great, we're beautiful, in Jesus' name. Let signs, wonders, and miracles follow the word on
yes,
today.
Yes, yes, yes.
We thank you, Lord, for long lasting.
Thank you, Jesus.
Quick acting.
Yes, yes.
Faith.
Thank you, God.
For life is an open book test. And faith is a fuel that propels us to a more abundant life. And Jesus said, I am come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. I want you to understand that scripture. He didn't say, I'm here that you may. He said, I am. If you go back to Exodus, you will hear Moses asking Almighty God, who shall I tell your people who sent me? And the word of the Lord said, God said, Almighty God said, say that I am that I am. And in John 10:10b, Christ confirms it, that Almighty God wants you to have a more abundant life also. I am come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. And the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by long-lasting faith. Not just for a minute. Not just while you're singing a song. Not just while you're in the church service.
Mm-hmm.
But all day long. All night long. Hallelujah. I'm standing on the promises of God. I have faith in his word. Father God, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
For blessing your people.
And encouraging them.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let them know through signs and wonders and miracles that the word sown tonight was right on, spot on. That it was your word. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
Amen. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Pastor, for encouraging the saints of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone needed to hear and have that encouragement. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The saints of God have so much to go through on the jobs and traffic and life and the supermarket here and there. Hallelujah, even in their homes that they need encouragement. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If there's anyone out there that wants to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, please repeat this prayer after me. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins, Lord, and I'll make you my Lord and Savior. If you repeat that prayer, you are now saved. It's as easy as that. Hallelujah. Give us a call after the broadcast goes off at 410-444-5152. If you want to drop us a communication through the mail, please address your envelope, RYMM. P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Please look up the website. Hallelujah. Go to rymmi.org and look at the church's website. Hallelujah. Our fourth Sunday speaker this month will be Apostle Dwight Smith. Please come and join the family, hallelujah, and listen to this mighty man of God. Hallelujah. You will not you'll be amazed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah at the word of God. Hallelujah. And God just has so much in store for you. Please join us in the morning for morning prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Start your day off with a bang. You will not regret it. You will not regret it. Hallelujah. The Lord early, early in the morning. Let him put a blessing on the rest of your day. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Thank you so much, Pastor, for the word of God that came forth on tonight. Saints of God, be encouraged. Young people, be encouraged. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.